This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute.
I'm Buzz Ulrich. The two-term president of the India Evangelical Lutheran Church, Dr. J. Samuel, has retired at age 65. A man who worked with Pastor Samuel is Darren Storkson, the regional director for Southern Asia and Oceania for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Storkson says President J. Samuel is stepping down before his term expires.
I believe, according to their constitution or something like that, that would be the normal retirement age. And because he's retiring in the middle of a term, again, he's retiring because he's reaching his 65th birthday, not because his term is up. Because of that, the vice president becomes the acting president until the next election.
The India Evangelical Lutheran Church will have its next election later this year. Meanwhile, Darren Storkson says of Dr. Samuel that stepping down from being the leader of the Lutheran Church in India and from his congregation is not going to lead to Samuel stepping away from work.
I can't say anything with certainty, but he's deeply committed to confessional Lutheran theology and ministry, to confessional Lutheran theological education. He has very strong and passionate feelings about these things. He's also deeply committed to human care ministries, especially those that care for children. He's involved in several homes that minister to children in various ways. So I would expect him to remain very, very active, specifically in those areas.
As part of the LWF, President Samuel sought to have confessional Lutheran bodies form a separate alliance.
Well, he's been of the opinion that he has expressed to us on numerous occasions, both formally and informally, that the LCMS lead the way to form an alternative to the LWF that would maintain confessional Lutheran theology, and that his church and many other partner churches would most likely shift then from the LWF to this new organization if it existed.
Regional Director Storkson adds that Dr. Samuel leaves the India Evangelical Lutheran Church in better shape than when he took office as the president, and that, according to LCMS officials, leaves them hopeful for the future of the church in India.
This is big news for them because he was a popular and successful two-term president, and he brought them out of a period of instability into relative stability. So we're very eager to see this transition go smoothly, both to the acting president, the vice president, for the next however many months he will have to serve, probably about 7 or 8 months.
Storkson says the vice president of the India Evangelical Lutheran Church, Pastor Crispin, becomes the acting president immediately.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.